These trees that people see here in Washington around the tidal basin were originally a gift from Japan, were they not?
Yes, that's true. There are about 100 left from 3,000 that arrived in 1912. It were a gift from the city of Tokyo to the city of Washington, and they were a result of the Japanese desire to thank the United States for its support of Japan in the resolution of the Russo-Japanese War of 1904 and 1905. Teddy Roosevelt brokered the peace, the Portsmouth Treaty, Treaty of Portsmouth, and it was the first time since Perry had opened Japan in 1854 that Japan was treated as a bona fide member of the international community, with a real seat at the table. And so the trees were a way to acknowledge that. And also, I think they were a way for Japan to give something of itself to the United States. The Japanese are so closely associated with the symbol of the cherry blossoms.
I wanted to ask you about that symbolism, too. People who visit Washington and see the trees are, of course, captured by their beauty. But do you think most people realize the almost the mystical significance of the trees themselves?
Probably not, because you can, of course, enjoy them just because they are so beautiful all by themselves. But I think that many people, once they know the story and once they know the symbolism, are blown away by it and keep it close to their hearts always and in their memories. What the Japanese have thought of the cherry blossom, this is going to be edited, right?
Yes.
Great. What the symbolism, I've just given a talk, so I'm a little bit blah, blah, blah. The cherry blossoms as a symbol for the Japanese are all about how brief life is, how important it is to live life fully every minute, and to give it your all. You know, that the trees bloom on bare branches, so that it's very surprising, actually. You know, it's been a long, hard winter, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, come these beautiful blooms. And especially in Japan, the trees have found a place where they can do their best. So it's both a symbol about how brief life is, but it's also been an inspiring symbol for the samurai. So the whole notion of, you know, training for that moment when you have to give your all, if you're going to be a fine athlete or in the course of war, be in a battle where you have to do your best. And then the ideal would be that you would fall on your sword and, you know, not wither away, because that's what the cherry blossoms do. You know, all the petals fall at the same time, unwithered, so that there's no wrinkling. If you look at the petals underneath a tree after the petals have fallen, they're all full-formed for the cherry blossoms. And that's, you know, that's the whole notion of living your life just to the end with full vim and vigor and to the best you can.
I watched a film called The Tsunami and the Cherry Blossom about, of course, the tragic occurrences at Fukushima and other places in 2011. And it talked about how the flower itself had become kind of a symbol of the continuity of life, that life would return, even in the face of horrible tragedy. You know, one girl they profiled was very, very obviously very saddened because she lost her mother in the tsunami. But the cherry blossoms around the area where they used to live were still there. Do you think that this symbol can represent something more when people see it in modern ideas, or do you think people come to a full appreciation of what it means for someone from Japan versus someone from somewhere else in the world?
I think the cherry blossoms speak to us now just as strongly, but perhaps slightly differently than they did before. And I, too, saw that movie, and I thought it was so lovely and poignant that the villagers would go back to visit their tree, and when and how, what courage they took from it, knowing that the tree was blooming in spite of all the horror that they had endured. But that inspires anybody, even, you know, not knowing anything about the idea of what the trees might mean. And I think for us in the United States, you know, we are inspired too. You know, we too have long, difficult winters, and both actually in terms of weather and also in terms of things that happen to our lives that are not pleasant or grim or gray. And so the promise that the trees will bloom, that to us, we can accept that too, that the promise that things will look better, be better, and be beautiful again is something we can take to heart anyone around the world.
There is one garden here in Washington that most of the attention is paid to the cherry trees in either East Potomac Park, around the Tidal Basin, or at the Washington Monument. But there's also a memorial up off of, I believe it's New Jersey Avenue, to those Japanese Americans who were interred in camps during World War II. And it also has cherry trees, but I believe some of those are weeping cherry trees. Have you actually seen that memorial?
Yes, and I think those are weeping, and what a wonderful way to put that. That was not not one of our more glorious moments as a country to inter Japanese American presidents during World War II, and many people were very courageous and persevered and went on to survive and in fact thrive, just as the cherry blossoms do. They live through the horrible winter and then come forth. So I think that is a very lovely and important, often overlooked park in the nation's capital.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about the trees or their symbolism that you think my audience would need to know about why they're important?
Frankly, I could I could talk for hours, but let me think. What would be
you wrote the book.
I wrote the book, but I think one of the things that I find most touching is I spend a lot of time down by the Tidal Basin, really all year round, but especially in the spring when the trees are blooming. I overhear conversations, and everyone who comes there, whether they're American or whether they come from overseas, and many do come from everywhere in the world, just to see the trees around the Tidal Basin blooming. And they all, without even knowing what the story is behind it, they feel their beauty, they take comfort in the notion that life is brief, make the most of it. And there's so many people who have wonderful family stories of getting engaged or bringing their children there, having wedding pictures taken, walking around, you know, with loved ones. And there are photos from World War II earlier. It's become a place. It's almost like a cathedral in nature, where people's prayers and warm thoughts have been captured and almost held by the branches. The other thing I think that I always find reassuring about them is there is a myth that the Japanese myth that the goddess of dawn looked down on the barren winter hills and she took pity on the earth and all the people, and she blew on them, and that's how the cherry trees got their blossoms. So I think that the quality of, you know, being compassionate and you know, thinking about others and how we're all connected is very much part of what the trees mean for everyone.
All right, that is Anne McClellan. She is an author and an expert on the Japanese cherry trees here in Washington, and she spoke to us from here in the district.